Well, I will shout and I will sing. In our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in, how we'll raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. Music, oh, what singing, oh, the city will be rolled. Stories with their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot sing that song. Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet for when the redeemed are gathering in, and we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. Just hear you, sisters.
wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Come, Lord Jesus, right now. Seated. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. There's something inside of the bride of Jesus Christ that just bubbles up on the inside. You start praising Him, you start talking about Him, you start singing praises to Him, and there's just no end to it.
Amen.
There will be a day that there will be no end to it. We won't have to worry, man. We got to hurry up. We got to get going. We got to do that. We're just going to be singing when the redeemed are gathered. You're going to be spending eternity with that person right there. That's the redeemer. Oh, worse like snow. Amen. You may be seated. This is Pentecost.
Yeah.
Amen. I love when Brother Branham says that. This is Pentecost, people. That's what it's going to be like. Not a denomination. It's an experience. It's not something worked up. It's just something that's inside of us. We don't have to work it up. It's just there. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody to a church where you don't have to wonder what kind of service it's going to be, what you're going to hear. Is it going to be a blessing? Are we going to have a good time? Am I going to agree with what he said? Is it off of the word? It's going to be a red letter day. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the Lord. Now, unless you're going to tape plays the tapes, church plays the tapes, can't completely say that, sorry. It is a blessing, it's wonderful, but when you're sitting underneath the pillar of fire, And the anointed voice of God is speaking through you, through the pillar of fire. You have no worries. It's going to be the best service ever. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
If you knew how hard Satan beat me up, not to say that. He said, to them people, you know what? You're talking about yourself. You're talking about yourself. I'm talking about the seventh angel messenger. That's who you're going to hear. Not me. Him. Amen. Glory. Ye him. Amen. Maybe see, we're going to hear all about that today.
Amen.
Today he's going to take the coal of fire from the altar, and he's going to cleanse our lips from all iniquity, and he's going to put us in action like we've never been in action before. Do you want that to happen to you today? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, he's going to do it, so be prepared. I know that you come wanting and under expectations. I'd like to do a special welcome today to all of our visitors that we have here for Stillwater Camp. How many of you are here? Can I see you? Stand up, everybody that's here for Stillwater Camps. All your visitors, stand up. Welcome. Well, Stillwater Camp starts right now.
Oh, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, we shall overcome.
We shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. We shall overcome,
we shall overcome
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Oh, we shall overcome,
we shall overcome
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. One more time, we shall overcome,
we shall overcome
by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah,
oh sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah, and hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
oh hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I will celebrate,
I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to him a new song.
I will celebrate and
sing unto the Lord. Oh, I will sing to him a new song.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider, his grace is sufficient.
Praise the Lord.
Jehovah Jireh,
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Jehovah Jireh,
Jehovah Jireh,
he's my provider, his grace is sufficient.
Sing that one time. Jehovah Jireh,
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
And hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
let's wave our hands to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
I will pray him.
I will praise him. I will sing to him a new song.
I will praise him.
I will praise him.
I will sing to him for the last time now. I will praise him.
I will praise him,
and I will sing to him a new song. Praise him and give him a hand of praise this morning.
Seated. I couldn't bring you all to the bonfire, so we just brought the bonfire to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Praise the Lord. One day we'll be at one big bonfire. Amen. And we're all going to be singing Amazing Grace. There's going to be a campfire right down in front of a little cabin. We're all going to be down there. I'm going to be first in line. Sorry, I've told you that before. I just want to pre-warn you. And if you're ahead of me, I'm going to be rude and get you out of the way. We'll all be there. We get to spend a million, billion, zillion years to sit down with that prophet and this message and this word and talk and fellowship and that great light. He'll be the light of that city. And we'll be in that city. It's not enough that we'll have eternal life, that we're bride. There's a difference. There's a difference. I'm bride. You're bride. Bride. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. That's so wonderful. We're done in the spirit, ready to hear the word. Amen. Yeah, I hope you understand with what I said that the enemy doing that, it's that, that's what I mean. We're here to hear this message, to hear that prophet. I can say something wrong. You always got to have your guard up. But when you're sitting down and you're coming to a service that you're going to hear the voice of God speak to you, you can just totally relax. You don't have to worry. Is that in the word? Is that the right thing? What did he mean by that? What's that? Just amen. Amen. That's what the bride gets to sit back and relax and say amen if you got a revelation of this message. We now have seen the sign of the time. God doesn't do anything, he said, until he reveals it without being a sign. He's always had a sign that he gives to the people every time before he does anything. What was that sign supposed to be for today? The prophet was just telling us about it. It was the same as it was in the days of Abraham. In the day of Abraham, that was the sign, what it was and what it shall be, the same thing, he said, in the coming of the Son of Man. When God comes again, he's going to do the same thing that he did to Abraham. This man, which was an angel, but it was God in human flesh. Because Abraham called him Lord. Any reader knows that that capital L-O-R-D come from in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, which means Elohim, which means that all-sufficient one, the almighty one, and that God made himself manifest. He knew once he knew there to Abraham to a form of a man, just a dusty traveler. Listen to this. We've had joy. We've had the stars shaken in heaven. We've had wars. We've had rumors of wars. We've had earthquakes in diverse places. And all these things with the gifts of the Spirit has returned back to the church. We've had all these different manifestations, great healing services and things showing. That's all signs. But the last sign, just before the Gentiles were burned, was a sign. God manifested in human flesh. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What a sign. That's the sign of our time. Amen. God revealing himself. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. That's the revelation of all revelations. He is now positionally placed each and every one of us to where we're supposed to be at. And we're adopted sons and daughters of God sitting today in heavenly places. That's right, because he's here. The Logos is here. We recognize we're the bride, so we're sitting together. He said in heavenly places. And he's proving to us day by day that it's not only with us, but it's in us. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the baby seated. Sorry for your visitors. Yeah, I know you've already heard and know that we do a lot of standing and clapping, but I mean, how can you, when you realize that he's living in you, can you just, oh, that's great. Oh, we can't do it. The bride can't do it. There's something in when we realize, and he's proven to us day in and day out that we are God living in human flesh. That the same thing, that it's not enough to recognize God sent that prophet, but now that word lives in us. We are that living word today. He's proven to us by raising the dead, healing the sick, speak the word. Speak the word. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, you may be seated. Say, Brother Joseph, that's a pretty bold statement. Amen. I didn't say it. He said it. So all the power, all the authority, I have no power, but I have all the authority. You have all the authority of everything of God's word. And we have no limits. There is no limit to what we have. Only our faith to believe in what we say. That's the only limit that we have. There is none other besides that. We're in action, and we're covering ourselves with the reverence and humility of God's word. That's what that message is. It surrounds us with this message and his word. That's how we become that living word, living today, that living bride. When you recognize and you see who it is, and all humility and reverence is, Lord, me. Satan wants to use that now. He turns around and beats you down. You ain't nobody, you ain't no good, and everything else. And we done learned long time ago, that prophet done told us, everything he tells us, it's the truth. I ain't no good. I'm a liar. I've done all those kind of things, but I'm a royal seed of Abraham. You're a royal seed of Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. It has been revealed to us that that same pillar of fire, that struck down Paul on the road to Emmaus. That same one that led the children of Israel into the promised land. That same one that we can look up and see. There's this picture right there. We don't have to guess what it looks like. We can see it with our own eyes. We see it in one another. That he is here in this building today, living inside of each and every one of us. That we recognize that. And when you know that that Logos lives in you, there is no limit to what you say. He said, no wonder when that bride recognizes who they are, you can speak the word, believe it, and it'll come to pass. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Before going into the promised land, God has to do something. Something only this word and this message can do. Nothing else can't do it. To get to that promised land, nothing else can do it. And God chose somebody to take us to that promised land. And it's happening today. This is a uniting time. There is a United Nations, a United Church, and a united effort. What is it a sign of? Christ and his bride uniting. That's what it is. The bride is uniting and rallying around this word, this message. And nothing else can bring that to pass but this prophet and this message. Nothing else can bring the people together. Not me, nobody. The word is the only thing that can. Christ and his bride and this message spoke to this messenger can only be the only vindicated proof as it was to Abraham. He said, what was going to be that sign? The sign of Elohim in the end. He knew the very secrets of the heart. He said that they could imitate anything else. And what did he say? We've had the healings. And he says, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars in divers places, and there's going to be this and great woman raised up and everything else. Brother Branham said there is nothing hindering the coming of the Lord, the rapture that he could see. God sent a messenger to call out his bride. When that bride fully recognizes who he was, who they are, the coming of the Lord has to come to pass. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Different men have different ideas. Every man has a different idea. That's what he said. That's why we've come together, because we don't want to hear different ideas. We want to hear it straight from God's voice. Okay. I'm happy for that. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Christ and his bride, that's what it is. It's all shadows and types, he said. We heard him saying that. He talks about shadows and types last week in the message, the sign of the time. He always deals with us as individuals because group of men have too many ideas. They have their ideas, and those ideas constantly change. They change. They don't all even agree with one another. There's only one thing that stays constant. This message, these tapes, say the same thing every single time throughout eternity. It never changes. Praise the name of the Lord. Pray you may be seated. That's so wonderful that it can never change. It always says the same thing. And when you've got the full revelation of this message, he's saying it in 47, not in 63, 64, and 65. He says in 63, 64, and 65, but he's saying it in 1947. Everything. He was born that prophet. He's born that messenger. Did he know who he was? Absolutely. Absolutely. So do we. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get seated. I'm so sorry. It's hard for me to apologize. Yes, we do believe. We believe with all of our hearts. We believe it. And we're here today to hear how a great prophet called Isaiah is that he was watching and listening to a great man too. He did the same thing. A great man of God. That is, even his parents, his mother and father, they were godly, great men and women that served the Lord. And he admired him. He saw him, the greatness that he was. He loved him and what it was. And he had a great friendship that was with him. But the man failed. Man failed. And Isaiah, that God was making a point to Isaiah, God told Isaiah, keep your eyes on me. You keep your eyes on me, not man, not nobody else. You keep your eyes on me. Just like Isaiah today, God sent a prophet with a vision of his bride. And his bride had their eyes on him. So we must keep our eyes and ears on him. That's the only way that the bride can get into the promised land. Keeping our ears and eyes on him. Amen. Look, even the apostles. He says, after they tried to choose one because of Judas's falling, they cast lots and it fell on Matthias. That was the best that they could do with the keys to the kingdom. Whoa. And there is not a scripture wrote where he did anything. But God chose Saul. God chose William Marion Branham. Praise the Lord. To remain standing. Sisters, well, praise the Lord. He does, God knows this is choosing. You can't get mad at me. I'm just repeating what the prophet of God said. And he said it's a sign of the time, shadows. Listen to what he's saying. How can it be any other way? He says there's mother ideas and everything else. And such criticism. And I know I'll get hammered. Here he is. He's bashing against the minister. There's ministers that are sitting out here. God ordained ministers of the gospel. They love this message, but they got a vision. They've got an absolute in that they know, point the people to the prophet. You got to hear that prophet. You got to hear it for yourself. It needs to be underneath the anointing, the people together. He said, God chose, he works with an individual. He does. Our job is to point you to that messenger, to that prophet. He's the one that leads into the promised land. We don't worship the man, but the God in the man. God chose the vessel. God chose the man. Not us. It was predestinated before the foundation of the world to be that man. You are predestinated before the foundation of the world to be that bride. There ain't nothing you can do. You know, the other day it just blessed me so much. It came on my heart. Talking to a sister the other day and going through a test and trial. And I was reading in Joshua, to where Joshua, he come in, they're going to take the battle. God told him, he says, go around it six times, march around it. He said, but on that seventh day, he says, you seven times and blow that trumpet and then walls will come down. You'll take that city. He says, you'll go in there. But you go into that Rahab, where that Rahab is. And all of her possession that she's claimed, she's got underneath that token, underneath that blood, bring them out. You're the bride. Your family, your loved ones, everybody that you have, you bring them in underneath that token. You apply that token. You put that token down. You believe it, no matter what it looks like, it seems. And he said, she was saved. The kids were saved. The mother was saved. The father was saved. All of her relatives, they were all saved. They saved. Praise the name of the Lord. We look with our eyes. God sees beyond that. We're his bride. We speak the word that we believe it. Christ is fixing to unite with his bride. A wedding supper taking place in the sky. So it ought to throw the church into action. Are you ready to go into action today? Are you ready for that coal of fire to touch your lips and be cleansed? If there's anything, Lord, take it away. I want to get out of here. This perverse, terrible world we're in, no matter what, we all want to get out of here. We're the bride. As I said before, not good enough to thank the Lord for eternal life. That ain't good enough. We're the bride. Amen. You want to hear what's going to take place today? He's going to tell us. While the music is playing sweetly, let's just confess our wrong. I'm nothing. Anyhow, Lord, speak to my heart. Cleanse me first, Lord. Send the Holy Ghost and cleanse me. I know I'm in your presence. Do you believe that you're in his presence? I see you as Isaiah saw you, moving. The place is full. Not smoke now. It's full of light and glory. His presence is here right now today, full of light, full of glory, full of the Lord Jesus, to give us the desire of our heart. Truly, we are in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, the Prince of troubles vanish.
Yes, Lord.
Hearts are mended in the presence of the King.
Let's just sing it to him once again and worship to him. In his presence.
Oh, in the presence.
Lord, how we love to be in your presence.
Of Jehovah.
Oh, let it go to our hearts right now, Lord Jesus.
God Almighty, the Prince.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, without a doubt, we're in your presence this afternoon. I would just feel you moving over the building and in and out our hearts, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just ask you come and saturate us, Lord. Breathe upon us your Holy Spirit, the Father, and just pour out upon us in a mighty way today, Father. Truly, Lord, our heart burns within us as we talk along the way and we just hear the words coming forth, Lord. And Father, the quotes and the, Lord, how you just know just how to encourage us, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing for us, Lord. Thank you for opening up our eyes and ears, Lord, to hear this word, to see it, Lord, to recognize our day and its message, Lord. Recognize this voice. Recognize that pillar of fire, Lord. And Father, not only to be able to see it and know it's the truth, but Father, we're recognizing it within ourselves, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. I know that I'm not what I ought to be and I'm not what I want to be, but Lord, I sure am not what I used to be. Thank you for bringing us along, Lord, reaching way down for us, Lord. And Oh, I love how your prophet said, we may not have the wings to cover our face and feet, but we got what a covering, that blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, what a precious covering, Lord, that just intercedes for us day and night, Lord. Lord, we're perfect in your sight, Lord. Just let that sink deep in our hearts, Lord. Lord, truly we can come with boldness to your throne and ask what we have need of. For, Lord, we don't want to ask of ourselves, but of your perfect will, Lord, in our lives. To be closer to you and, Father, more yielded and sensitive to your Holy Spirit, Lord. And, Father, you're coming so very soon. May we make all things ready. And, Father, do all that we can to pull everyone that we can and tell them about this word and this message and eternal life, Father. Help us, Lord. Prepare our hearts, Lord, for the word that we're going to hear, Lord. Oh, what a message, Father. What an opportunity that we get to sit and listen to your voice, Father. Thank you for that, Lord. Father, these prayer requests that are on this pulpit, we know that you know each one even before they penned them down. Father, every hand, Lord, that has gone up around the world, the ones that are streaming in from all the parts of different countries, Lord, truly this is a uniting time, Father. Oh, Lord, thank you for what you're doing for us. Father, we just pray as a body of believers together, Lord, that you just intercede and come on the scene of every need, Lord. Father, we lift up our token in prayer and ask in your name, the name above every name, Lord, to come and move on the scene, Lord. Deliver every heart, Lord, wherever it might be, whatever the sickness or whatever the problem may be, Lord, you're more than able. Thank you for your promise, Lord. We believe it with all of our hearts, Lord. Just come in a special way, Lord, and just thank you once again for letting us come together, Lord. We just love you. We worship you, Lord, and commit ourselves in this service into your precious hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Oh, in the presence of the Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the great anticipation, expectations of what the Lord's going to do for us today. I'd just like to start out by singing this little song, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait. Help me humble my pride and just call on your name. Amen. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait. Oh, down on shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to obey.
My Lord Jesus, we're so happy to be in your house this day, and so happy to be here and learn more about your ways as we hear from the voice of God to this generation. Lord, what a privileged people we are, and how happy we are to be in your house, to honor your Sabbath, and to be influenced by you, Father, not by another man, but influenced by the great Jehovah God. Lord, we pray you just speak to our hearts today. Be with everyone in attendance. Be with those streaming, Lord. Be the bride of Jesus Christ this day, we ask. We also ask prayer for Brother Joseph, that you just be with him, Lord, and all that he does with the camp and voice of God and the ministry you've given him, Father. Lord, may you just be his portion. Bless him and speak to his heart, we pray this day. And we ask for your blessings now, and the blessing in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame, and help me humble my pride. In the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. And I am trusting in his love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Yes, every chapter, every verse, every line. Tapes. Well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Every sound, oh, every sound, and every word, and every line. And I am trusting in his word divine. Every promise on the tapes is mine. One more time. Well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Every sound, and every word, and every line. For I am trusting in his word divine. Every promise on the tapes is one more time. Well, every promise on the tapes is mine. Every sound and every word and every line. And I am trusting in his word divine. Every promise on the tapes is mine. That city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, yes, that city where they're coming no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there, and when from toil and care, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where they're coming no nigh. And I've a mansion over there. And there's a country far beyond the starry sky. And there's a city where there never comes a night. And if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is. waves of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go to that city where the Lamb is. We're going to be in there, oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where they're coming, no night. And I've a mansion over there, and with I am going where the Lamb is alive. There the flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal night without a night. And our tears shall be forever wiped away in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where they're coming, oh, night. And I've a mansion over there, and with I'm going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hope to meet with bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where they're coming, no night. And I've a mansion over there, and when I am going where the Lamb is alive. And let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. And I've a mansion over there, and with I am going where the Lamb. Let's clap it to him. Let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. And not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there, and with me from I am going where the Lamb is alive. Is alive. One more time. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where they're coming. We all got a mansion. I've a mansion over there. And I'm going where I am going where the Lamb is alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To hear this message of influence, I know it's the desire of my heart to say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Prepare my heart to be a bedding ground for this word, Lord. Anchored in like never before. Lord, take that coal of fire and cleanse my lips, Father God. Oh, may I be a living sanctuary for you, O Lord. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving.
so we bow our heads and humble. Sing it to him.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only
remain standing as we hear the message today entitled Influence. Truly, it's a uniting time for the bride of Jesus Christ, where the bride is recognizing exactly who they are. May we take that coal of fire and cleanse our lips and give us what we have need of today. It's no limits, only to your faith. Anything can happen this day. You believe that? Amen. Welcome God's prophet, his messenger, and our pastor, Brother Branham.